Charles Darwin was a famous scientist from England. He was born on February 12, 1809, in a town called Shrewsbury. At a young age, Darwin loved nature and animals. He studied science at the University of Cambridge. In 1831, Darwin got on a ship called the HMS Beagle. The ship sailed around the world for 5 years. During this time, Darwin visited many places. One of the most important places he visited was the Galapagos Islands in the Pacific Ocean. On the Galapagos Islands, Darwin saw many animals that were different from those in other places. He noticed that the finches had different beaks on different islands. This made him think about how animals change over time. After his trip, Darwin worked for many years to study his notes and ideas. In 1859, he published a book called The Origin of Species. In this book, Darwin explained his theory of evolution and natural selection. He said that animals and plants change slowly over time to survive better in their environment. The Galapagos Islands played a big role in helping Darwin understand how species change. His visit to the islands was one of the most important moments in his life. The Galapagos Islands are a group of islands in the Pacific Ocean. They belong to the country of Ecuador, which is in South America. The islands are about 1,000 kilometers west of Ecuador's coast. The Galapagos Islands are famous for their wild animals and beautiful nature. You can find giant tortoises that live for over 100 years, marine iguanas that swim in the ocean, blue-footed boobies, birds with bright blue feet, colorful fish and coral reefs, volcanoes and rocky beaches. Many of these animals live only on the Galapagos Islands. That means you can't find them anywhere else in the world. Most places to stay in the Galapagos Islands are on the main islands, like Santa Cruz, San Cristobal, and Isabela. Tourists often travel by boat. They sleep on the boat and move from island to island at night. During the day, they visit the islands on foot to see animals. To fly to the Galapagos, you have to fly to Quito first. Quito is the capital of Ecuador. Near Quito, you can visit the equator and put one foot on the northern half and the other one on the southern half of the Earth.